Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities. Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Eric Damon from the National Guild of Hypnotists. We're excited to present our mini Meet the Presenters podcast, featuring individual presenters at this year's NGH convention happening August 9th, 10th, and 11th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Please welcome consulting hypnotist, board certified, licensed practical nurse with over 40 years hospital nursing experience, along with a very successful hypnosis practice, Lori Nelson. So let's talk about your class that you're going to be doing. Now, the title I have, Innovation, Technology, and Hypnosis.
So it kind of integrates how the traditional hypnosis can be advanced into a reactive setting where people are immersed in hypnosis. And if you think about it, hypnosis itself, you're immersing them into a story by having them go into a trance. But this, you can do it either waking hypnosis or you can do it as traditional hypnosis. So it's really quite intriguing.
So somebody who's looking at the description of your class, what would you say to them on what they're going to, you know, what kind of techniques or different things will they learn that they may have never, been introduced to, or maybe they have a little bit and you're going to expand upon those?
Yes, I'll explore virtual reality, extended reality, and how to find where to look for things to learn more about both of them, how to use artificial intelligence to be part of the hypnosis process, and teaching them how to immerse a patient or a client into using that. In immersive actually involves all of your senses. It would be the visual, it would be the feeling, it would be the smell, touch, you know, it's all of the senses, which we try to put our clients into with hypnosis, but it brings it more, it makes it more memorable and real for them. It's really neat.
So, I mean, there's different things. Obviously, you're a board certified hypnotist.
Uh-huh.
And is your practice a full-time or are you?
I still work as a nurse full-time. And then my practice is after work and on the weekends. So I actually am like a visiting nurse in hypnosis. I go to people's homes and hypnotize them in their house. So it actually makes them more comfortable where they're used to their own setting too.
Do you think that hypnosis and what you've learned helps you dealing with patients in the hospital or?
Absolutely. I use it every day in my patients that I work with in the hospital. I actually run a hyperbaric center at the hospital. And if you've ever been in the or know what the hyperbarics is, it's very confining. So I use it with them every day. They don't even realize I'm using hypnosis for them. So I'll have them take deep breaths. I try to get them in a visual place versus going into the, I tell them that they're going on a trip. So they're going on a trip. It's like being in an airplane. First 15 minutes, you're going under pressure. Then you're going to kind of hang at altitude for an hour and a half and come back from pressure. You know, so I visually set them up and relax them before they even go in. Yeah, I set the whole scene up. They don't even know it.
I find it amazing because, I mean, you think about it. Somebody first experiencing the hyperbaric chamber, that's a scary thought.
Scary.
What do you like about the going to the convention?
I love the people, all the information. I mean, the classes that I've taken there are crazy, you know. And you know what? Hypnosis has so many facets to it. You have to really try to learn everything or try to get a taste of everything to know where your niche is and how to use it, you know. It's so fascinating. So I try to get as much information as possible with every class that I take, you know.
That's great. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, people can go as far as they want in hypnosis, and just like in nursing and healthcare in general, mm-hmm. you need to constantly refresh your skills.
Absolutely.
And in taking classes, going to the convention really helps people get that done.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, in all of the nursing practice that I've done and the hyperbarics and you name all the professional things that I've done, I have never been so supported in a profession as I have with the NGH. It's really invaluable. You know, every class you go to, people are so willing to help you and network and try to teach you everything that they know, from the elders to the newbies. You know, it's really incorporating.
That's perfect. I mean,
yeah,
that's exactly what people need, either being, you know, seasoned or being new, that they need to constantly be able to network and you know, refresh their skills and ability. And that's great.
Yeah.
So on your class, it's 8 a.m.
Yes. After the, we always have such a great time at the banquet there. Oh my goodness. And we're usually one of the last ones to leave. So that'll be a challenge even for me, but we will have a great class. I'm hoping everybody's will be able to roll out and attend.
Oh, I'm sure they would. We'll be.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.